You're listening to the Post-Apocalyptic Media Podcast. If it's post-apocalyptic, we're talking about it.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the 66th episode of the Post-Apocalyptic Media Podcast. I am your host, Sean. I'm the senior editor here at postapocalyptic.com. Did you like that intro, that little raspy intro? Yeah, that's it's not a new thing I'm starting, no. We are going to talk about the latest news, the latest post-apocalyptic news this week. There's quite a bit of it, as always. I always say that every week, but there literally is quite a bit of it. And not only the news itself, like things happening, you know, in post-apocalyptic media, but also just in general, as far as things coming out this week. You know, the end of this week, we have a couple really great shows coming out. Things coming up after that. Reviews we're doing on the site, which is a constant thing. We're always doing reviews of, you know, kind of the biggest ongoing TV shows, like Walking Dead, Snowpiercer, what's the one on HBO Max? Raised by Wolves? Yeah. Yeah, we're doing all those weekly. And what we do is we usually not only review them, but we recap them. You know, we kind of let you know what happened in that episode. And there are usually a lot of spoilers. So if you don't like spoilers, stay away from that. Otherwise, it's good. You know, it's a good time. All right. Well, let's go ahead and get into this first thing here. This is, I'm going to do something fun for you guys watching this on stream. I'm going to introduce technology. Yes, it's going to be fun. Sorry for you, those of you listening only on audio. But if you want to watch these, you know, if I do this again next week, well, actually, I won't next week. I'll explain that later. But when I do these again, I'm going to try to have a little bit of fun with them. So, you know, there will be an announcement as far as when I'm going to be doing these in the Discord. So you go to the Discord and you can find out when I'll be doing these live. So here we go. Look at that technology. I need some laser sound effects when I introduce these. Okay, so this first little bit of news here is, this is actually from about a week and a half ago. I must admit, I missed it last week. Well, last week I had Tina on and we had a good time talking about other stuff, so we didn't talk about this. But so I Am Legend, right? You remember that? That's the Will Smith movie where he's all alone, him and his dog, and they are fighting vampires, basically. Spoiler alert. Well, the sequel, there's a chapter 2 coming out, and it's going to have Will Smith again. He's also going to produce, but he's also going to be joined by Michael Jordan. Not Michael Jordan, the greatest of all time. Not Chicago Bulls Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan. Not that Michael Jordan. It's going to be Michael B. Jordan, who he played Killmonger in Black Panther, right? He was also in What If, which is the kind of, you know, playoff of that same thing. But he's played in a lot of things, actually. But he's a big star, and he's going to be not only co-starring with Will Smith, but he's also going to be co-producing the next chapter as well. And that's exciting because it's, you know, I mean, Will Smith is great. Don't get me wrong. But you put the two, you know, you put another person in there who is kind of, that they can play off of each other and kind of do, you know, a great job at that. Man, I've been following Will Smith. This is going to date me a little bit here, though. But I remember, you know, Parents Just Don't Understand, Summertime, those songs back in like 87, probably. Yeah, he's been a big star. He's, everything he touches turns to gold. And I'm really a big fan of Will Smith. All right, let's go on to this next little bit. This is, that last one was actually from Deadline. Here's my Deadline screen on our stream. But this one is from our website. This is a little article I wrote. That's me, Sean. See right there? About the trailer for the film adaptation of the graphic novel Huxley. Now, hopefully you're following along. You understand what I'm talking about. Huxley came out a couple years ago. It's a like a robot apocalypse kind of thing, but it's from Ben Morrow, who is a Hollywood visual effects master. The guy has done, well, it's not only Hollywood. I mean, he worked on the Hobbit movies. He worked on Chappie. Remember that movie? What else? A couple other ones, but he also worked on games. He worked on like Call of Duty, the latest Call of Duty one. Black Ops 4, I think was what it was. He also worked on, Mortal Engines. He worked on Mortal Engines and Halo Infinite. That's the one I was thinking of. The latest Halo Infinite was, which just released like last year, late last year. He's like a visual effects master, right? Everything he's done has been incredible. The Huxley graphic novel itself was pretty incredible. If you've checked it out, I think I have any photos of it in this article. No, I don't. But you should check it out. Go to Ben Morrow's website, and there'll be some images there from the graphic novel itself. So he did this graphic novel. He wrote it, drew it, all this stuff himself, you know, in addition to being a visual effects master. And then he sold this issue of Huxley for $184,000. It made it the most expensive digital comic ever sold. It was actually like, I think what they sold it for was like 4 Ethereum or something. They sold it for Bitcoin. It's an NFT, the issue itself. So I think they sold it that way, and they sold it for a crypto, which was Ethereum. And then that at the time was worth $184,000. It'd probably be worth a little less now, depending on when they sold it. I know Ethereum did go down, but that's exciting. I mean, $184,000 for basically a graphic novel. Pretty amazing. So it set that record. So we have that record on the books. Now they're making this movie. And look at that still image from there. That's creepy AF. And they're also going to make a video game. They said they're going to make the video game by the end of the year. So, I mean, they have a lot going on. This idea he's been working on, this whole kind of franchise since 2008. So it's kind of a big deal. I'm excited about it. The trailer itself, which I'm not going to show here, you know, copyright and all that stuff. You have to check it out on YouTube or go to our website and click on this post here, this article I wrote. The trailer looks amazing. It doesn't look anything like any kind of, you know, low budget anything. It's really, really high quality. So I am excited about that. I haven't read the comics. I don't have $184,000, you know, to buy them at this point. Maybe next week I'll have that. I don't know. I got to save up. But I just can't get that. But I haven't read the comics yet, but I think there's a way to read it without actually spending that money. Okay, let's go to the next story. Now, this is a sad story, right? So we got to turn it down a little notch here. Norman Reedus, who plays Daryl on Walking Dead, he actually got injured, I guess it was yesterday, day before. And there's not a lot of details about it. What happened was the festival... Fandemic is what it's called. Fandemic convention, Fandemic Dead Tour is what it's called. It's a convention where you can go and you can get signatures from all your favorite horror, stars. that's the best word I could think of for that, stars. It has like Jeffrey Dean Morgan and Melissa McBride and all these people, these other stars from The Walking Dead. It doesn't have Rick. I think Tina and I talked about this last week. It doesn't have Rick. Rick just doesn't go to these things. I don't know. Nobody ever sees Rick. But Norman Reedus does. Unfortunately, he's not going to be at this next one. This is in Atlanta. And people have, you know, been signed up for this for a long time. Well, he's not canceling completely. I think he's just postponing it because of this injury. There's not a lot of details on the injury. It says that he... basically, it said that he got injured while he's filming. He says, sending our thoughts and positive energy to Norman Reedus. Everyone in our amazing community knows how much he loves his fans, and he wants you to know how terrible he feels about the situation. So it sounds like he's probably all right. You know, it says it will send all of our well wishes and hope for a speedy recovery. So it sounds like he's probably all right. It's probably not a big deal as far as, you know, major injury. They haven't said, but if he's already planning on postponing and kind of, you know, doing this over again, which they've already postponed this pandemic thing once or no, I guess twice for the pandemic, which is ironic. Pandemic. But yeah, best wishes to Norman Reedus for, you know, a speedy recovery. Of course, they're on the last season of The Walking Dead, the season 11. And we don't know exactly like what he was doing, what he was filming when he got injured, because we have, okay, we have the Daryl and Carol spinoff, right? That's coming up. We also have the, he's working on the Boondock Saints 3, from what I hear. So he could be working on that. But one thing that I think is kind of pointing in the direction of him doing this during the actual filming of the OG Walking Dead is just last weekend, a story came out saying that that they were finishing up the final episode this month. So the final episode, of course, we're not going to see that final episode until 2023, probably. But it kind of makes me think that that's what they're working on. You know, that's what's on his plate right now. I don't think he's really spreading himself out to go maybe the Daryl Carroll thing, but I don't think he's doing Boondock Saints 3 at this moment. That's just what I think. And so I think that he probably got hurt on the set of The Walking Dead, probably even on that final episode. I mean, it, you know, all things kind of point to that. So we'll see how that goes. Again, you know, it sounds like he's all right. It sounds like it's just kind of a minor thing, but he did postpone that that appearance at Fandemic. One other thing I noted in this article, which I thought was kind of interesting, is they actually, you know, Carol is played by Melissa McBride, and she was also removed from the list for a brief period. The Fandemic people, they took her, they put her in the list of people who weren't going to show up, and they took her off the guest list, and then I think they put her back. I don't know the details there. I could only speculate. You know, maybe she felt bad. She didn't want to be there if Daryl's not going to be there, or I don't know, something like that. But it seems like she's going to be there now, so that's good news. All right, let's go on to, well, let's just talk more about The Walking Dead, right? I mean, because this last episode came out, 13, episode, season 11, episode 13, Warlords. Now, I'm not going to scroll down too far here, so you can't see my write-up, because it's very spoilerific, yeah, something like that. But I'll just tell you a little bit about it. I really liked it. I think it was a really great episode, and I don't always say that. I do tell you, of course, if I like an episode. I think the last one, I think 12 was one that was kind of just wrapping things up, you know, kind of wrapping up loose ends and you know, explaining a few things here and there. But I think that that Warlords was great because it introduced a new faction, which we knew from the trailer. That's not really a spoiler. But this new faction, it's kind of, I don't know, it reminds me a lot of the faction with Pope. You remember Pope earlier in this season, where you kind of have the fanatical leader. But this one, it was kind of all in and then all out, like almost immediately. It was really intense introduction to this group, and then a really intense takeaway from the group. Now there's still, that's not it. Again, I'm trying not to give spoilers, but that's not it. It's not completely gone. This group is not completely gone. I'm sure people from this group are going to join, and we're going to see more of them. Plus there's a major star who's in it, who, we'll see again, you know, all that stuff. But I think it was a great episode. It's really, we're getting to that point where we're starting to tie in the events of the end of episode 9. Episode 9, of course, was the one that came back. So, you know, everything has been in chunks. We had the first part of season 11, then we had the second part of season 11, which we're in right now, and that first episode of that second part of season 11 was the one where at the end they showed Daryl, and if you haven't seen it yet, please go see it. It's really good. At the end they showed Daryl in his stormtrooper outfit, which is the Commonwealth soldier. I call the stormtroopers. And the stormtrooper guy, Stormtrooper Daryl, goes up to the gate and he's like, hey, let us in. And he's talking to Maggie. Maggie's on the other side of the gate. And Maggie's like, no, I don't think so. And he's like, yeah, I think you should. I think it's for the best. And that's all they really showed. And it really makes you think, whoa, why is Daryl demanding that Maggie open the gates? So we're getting up to that point. I have a feeling that is going to be toward the end of the season where that all comes together. But we're just working up to that. And I think it's cool to see, you know, how we're leading up. I think it was a really great decision for them to show that part way back on episode 9 so that we know what to look forward to. And I don't know. I'm really liking the season. I think, you know, a lot of people are saying that they've stopped watching a long time ago. And I say that all the time, but I just can't emphasize it enough. Like this, you got to get back into it. This is a really good season. I'm really enjoying the last two seasons, I would say. A lot more than the previous few, you know, before that. But 10 and 11 are good. 11's good. I think it's a good one for kind of, you know, a good exit for the show. But again, if you want to check this out, if you want to see, if you're into watching the show and you want to see more, maybe you've already seen the episode, or if you don't mind spoilers, then check out my recap, my review over on the site. I'm watching these on AMC streaming. If you're confused, if you don't have AMC Plus, and maybe you're like, wait a minute, they're only in episode 12. What are you doing talking about episode 13? Well, on AMC Plus, they release the episode a week early. So yeah, that's how that's done. If you're only up to episode 12, maybe don't read this article. But next week when 13 comes out on AMC, on regular AMC, you can check it out. And see if you agree with me. See if you agree with my little takeaway from it. All right. And speaking of recaps and reviews, we have this one here from Tina about Snowpiercer Season 3, Episode 8. Now, this is another one. I'm not going to scroll down because I haven't seen this yet, and I don't want to spoil it. But if you've seen it, you know, it's another one of those. If you've seen Episode 8, check this out. Read Tina's recap. It's really great what she's been doing. Of course, I haven't read this one yet, but it's really great what she's been doing as far as reviewing and recapping these. And she was in last week's episode of the podcast, she talked about how she described it as basically a bunch of jokes, like, you know, her article is like a bunch of jokes. And I think that's a funny way to describe it. I enjoy that though. So, you know, there you go. All right. And then we have a few things coming up. We have a few good movies coming up later this week. On Thursday, we have DMZ, which stands for Demilitarized Zone. And that is, we talked about that last week too. It has Rosario Dawson in it, who I'm a big fan of hers. She's in the Boba Fett and the Mandalorian TV shows. And not only that, you know, she's done a lot of great stuff, but I'm a huge Star Wars nerd, so big fan. So she plays a woman who's looking for her daughter, or her son. I'm sorry, getting it mixed up with another one. She's looking for her son in a DMZ that is happened. It's kind of a secured area of, is it Long Island or Manhattan? I think it's Manhattan Island. Yeah, I think it's Manhattan Island. So Manhattan Island is walled off. And, you know, after a civil war, like the second civil war happens, and she needs to go find her son. So it seems like, I mean, that's all they really show in the trailer. But in case you're wondering, the reason I'm showing this right here is Val wrote this up in case you're wondering about when it's on, when it shows. So right here, March 17th, that's Thursday. It'll be on HBO Max. All four episodes will come out at the same time. So you don't have to worry about, you know, waiting next week for the next one and things like that. We're all so spoiled these days, aren't we? Like we just, I watch shows all the time where you just binge them on Netflix or Hulu or something. And I say, I'm glad that this didn't, you know, either we didn't start watching it and then wait for each week, or we just started watching it all at the same time and just binged it, because I couldn't handle some of these shows. I couldn't handle waiting a week. And I come from that generation of waiting a week to see the next episode. I mean, I guess, you know, they still do it on some shows, but Man, we're just so spoiled these days. I love it. I love being spoiled. Yeah, so that is when it's supposed to come out. Let's see. I think it, yeah, like midnight Pacific time is usually about when these things come out. So there's that. It looks pretty good. I mean, it looks post-apocalyptic. It has, there's a scene in there right here. Sorry, audio people. But there's a scene right here where she's walking through a completely destroyed Manhattan. It's obviously a painting. I mean, if I hide my background here and you can see what I have going on behind me in this video, that's a painting that someone did. And I think it's, you know, it's very similar. It's just, it looks very paintery. You know what I mean? It almost looks fakey. I mean, it looks incredible, but it looks fakey. And it, I just feel like HBO Max, you probably could have done a little bit better than that, but I don't know. That's just me. Let me know in the comments if you agree with that, if you thought that part looked a little fakey. All right, and then the next thing we have coming up this week on Thursday also is Raised by Wolves, the finale of season two. I absolutely love season one. Now, it's the kind of show, I don't know, it's kind of divisive. You know, you either love it or you hate it. I think a lot of people probably watched the first episode and were like, I don't know if I want to watch kind of a far future space show. I do. But that's probably a big reason I like it. It is post-apocalyptic. They're on another planet, and they bring these children with them. Well, they bring embryos, basically, with them, and these robots give birth to these embryos. That doesn't really work out. They ended up kidnapping more kids, and then that's what they're doing now. That's what they're raising now. So that's where you get the Raised by Wolves. If you've ever seen like memes about Mother, let's see if there's a picture of Mother in here. There's a picture of Mother right there. You mustn't make Mother angry. Yes. That's a meme right there about Mother. There's Mother right there also. So if you've ever seen those memes about Mother and you haven't watched the show, you'll know. You know what they're talking about once you watch the show. But season two has been great. That finale already, I can't believe the finale is coming out on Thursday. So what time will that be showing? Thursday, March 17th at 3 a.m. Eastern, 12 a.m. Pacific is when they say that it will be airing. That's when each episode's been coming out. And Stephanie's been writing reviews of these. So she wrote one from the last episode, if you want to check that out. And then she says that she'll, well, Val says that Stephanie will be writing one for the next one. So Stephanie, Val says you're going to be writing one for the next one. So no pressure. And then if you look over here on our calendar on the sidebar, we try to keep up with, you know, the latest releases, what's coming out next. I mentioned DMZ. I mentioned Raised by Wolves. We also have Black Crab on Friday. Black Crab, of course, is the Swedish movie where they have to get a package and they're going, you know, the islands in the Arctic Circle are frozen. Everything is frozen over and they're going through there, and it's kind of like a military, but it's after the apocalypse, and it looks pretty good. It looks very cold. If you've seen Against the Ice, that new show on Netflix, I just saw that last night with, the guy, Jamie Lannister, I forgot the actor's name. Great movie, not post-apocalyptic. This kind of reminds me of that. And one of my favorite scenes from the trailer for Black Crab was when they're all skating, they're all on skates, and they're just heading across this like ocean, you know, the Arctic Ocean, basically, on skates with guns in their hands. And I thought that was a pretty iconic visual. You know what I mean? It's pretty cool. You don't see that really in post-apocalyptic movies. So I thought that was pretty cool. All right. And then what else do we have after that? We have, well, Halo is coming out on March 24th. Halo is a new TV show. It's a Halo TV show that's coming out on Paramount Plus. I was just about to get rid of Paramount Plus because 1883 ended. But now I might stick around. I might keep it for this so I can watch that. There's a Starship Troopers game coming out on the 31st. And then as we go into April, this isn't everything in April. This is just what we have now. Fear the Walking Dead Season 7B premieres on AMC Plus. Again, I think they're doing that week. Yeah, they're doing the week early thing on AMC Plus with Fear the Walking Dead, just like they do with the regular Walking Dead. So that'll be April 10th. And then the next week after that, April 17th, will be when it releases for regular AMC. I hate to call it regular AMC, but it really is. It's just, you know, if you get it on cable or satellite or any of those packages, that's regular AMC, right? And then there's schlubs like me who pay extra for AMC Plus just to get it, get this stuff a week early. So, yeah. That's pretty much it. We have a lot of other stuff on the website. And see, if you're watching this on the stream, you can see what I'm talking about. I can sit here and show you, kind of go through, everything that's here. We have, well, what I just talked about. There's also a little bit, well, there's a lot of stuff here about Attack on Titan. Stephanie writes a ton of stuff about Attack on Titan. The season 4 episode 26, and then there's episode 85, and then there's also season 4 episode 27 coming up, which is episode 86. That's like basically 86 total, but if you're just going by season 4, it's season 4 episode 27. Does that make sense? Yeah. So there's write-ups of that. There's write-ups of the upcoming episode 86 and just tons more. Tina wrote, after last week's podcast, we talked about Impact Winter. Tina actually went and wrote a proper review about it. And she, I think she made a video. I know she made it on her regular page on her. She has a podcast, like a video podcast that she does on YouTube. No. So, but I believe she did it on her normal page, as far as the book review itself, but there's that to look forward to. There's more coverage here. We have season 2, episode 7. That's the one that, for Raised by Wolves, that's the one that, Stephanie wrote up. So you can check that out. Lots of good stuff. Now, one thing I want to kind of end this with, which I like to do sometimes, is the YouTube roundup. This is the best videos from YouTube that I find each week. And what I do usually, how I do this, is I have keywords set up, and throughout the week, I'll just see, you know, things that kind of fit into this category, and I'll watch them. And there's a lot of stuff I watch and not put in here. You know, this is, to me, this is the best. This isn't like the first 10 videos I find with the keyword apocalyptic or something. You know, these are ones that I actually watch and I actually check out. So we have this video right here, Society in the Post-Apocalypse. This is a look at Wasteland Weekend. Of course, you know, I am a huge fan of Wasteland Weekend. I've been there twice. And I say twice, not like it's a lot. It's only twice. I've only been there twice. A lot of people have been there every single time. It's an amazing experience that I can't really describe. You just have to go there. But this right here is a video that shows a little bit more, from what I feel, this shows a perspective that not a lot of people see. There's some scenes of some role playing, you know, there's some night scenes where things, you know, I mean, there's always the party scenes and stuff like that. But I think this person did a good job showing kind of a low budget look at, you know, what else you can find there, because there's so much going on. There's no way you can see it all. So like the only way you can see everything at Wasteland Weekend is to go back and watch videos like this. And I also included, there's two more videos. I linked them in the article. And both of these videos came out this week also. And they're both also about Wasteland Weekend. There's one from a photographer where he talks about his impressions of this last Wasteland Weekend. And then there's another one from the Apocalypse Post who we've had Makeshift on the show before. I'm a big fan of Makeshift and a friend also. He does the Apocalypse Post, which is also a podcast, and it's also he makes videos. And he's kind of the official videographer for Wasteland Weekend. So this here, this one I'm pointing to here on the screen here, and it's in the article, it's kind of like, you know, he already made his promotional video for last year's Wasteland Weekend, and this is like the, you know, the footage that he cut, and he, I think he says, this is a cut footage I cut and I don't know why. So it's still great stuff, but it just wouldn't fit in the small video from before. So it's kind of like the, you know, the plan B stuff. And then there's a video on starting Gaslands. Gaslands is a tabletop game. Really a lot of fun. The great thing about Gaslands, one of the great things about Gaslands, is you can make your own miniatures. You know, if you play like Warhammer and D&D and stuff like that, you play with miniatures, you know, on a tabletop surface. Well, Gaslands, you can make your own miniatures from Matchbox cars and Hot Wheels. So you can kind of modify them. And it's become such a huge thing. Gaslands vehicles, if you go out and you look up Gasland builds, stuff like that on YouTube, I mean, people, I've even done one myself. I did a video on a Gasland build. But it's a, you know, it's a big thing. So you can make it, you can get into it pretty cheaply. I think the book itself is pretty cheap. I think it's under 20 bucks, something like that, 25 bucks. And so you get the rule book, you get some grids, you know, the map that you play on, and then you can buy some Hot Wheels and just make them look post-apocalyptic. And there you go. You know, you have the game right there. So that's, if you're looking to get into that game, this is a great video to you know, kind of explain what that's all about. This here, this is a PowerPoint presentation. It's called Existential Risk and Apocalyptic Thinking. It's a very serious video. It's very in-depth. It's very, I mean, you really have to sit down and kind of, you have to be in the right mood to watch this video, I think, because it's very dry. We'll just say that. But it has some good topics talking about, you know, getting ready for the apocalypse and how you would get ready for it. And one of the most interesting things about this I found is that the YouTube channel who made this video is called the Center for Apocalyptic and Post-Apocalyptic Studies. So you can bet I subscribe to that. You can bet I'd click that subscribe button. I'm like, that is, I can't believe that's a thing. That's amazing. So, and then after that, I did a video for a little more lighthearted. This is an animated short that shows how people are getting ready for the apocalypse. And they're kind of showing off like the craziness of it, you know, like crazy doomsday bunkers and crazy stockpiles and things that people have done that might be a little bit out of the ordinary for just prepping, right? But it's a great animation. I mean, animation itself is worth the watch. And then the topic is great too. You can even see here on this thumbnail, they have like school buses with bunk beds in them, so. And it's all hand-drawn. Really, really great stuff. And then there's The Ballad of Paris Cassidy. This is a video that I found. It's, you know, it's super low budget. This guy, Nicholas Pilk, it's kind of his channel where he makes a ton of movies, actually. Little short movies. Not all of them are post-apocalyptic. This one is like a spaghetti western, like a post-apoc spaghetti western, which is cool. But if you don't watch this whole thing, it's like a 30-minute movie. If you don't watch the whole thing, watch the first minute, first 40 seconds to a minute. It's this guy, he's good. And he wrote this and directed it and everything, but he is crazy in a good way. I really like it. The first minute is really intense. I'll just leave it at that. And then the next video I have on here is for a game called Dawn of Zombies Survival. It's a playthrough. This guy's name is Carrick. He had another channel. I forgot what it was called, but I used to watch it all the time. And for some reason, he got rid of that channel and made a second channel. And he already has 300,000 subscribers. I don't know how he did that, but I mean, he's great. He does consistent content. He does a lot of post-apocalyptic stuff. So this is a mobile game that he reviewed in this video. Now, you know, I don't know. I'm a little skeptical because it is sponsored. Like, this video is sponsored by the devs, the people who made Dawn of Zombies Survival. But, you know, I've been watching this guy's videos for a long time, and he really says what he means about these things. So it's a pretty good video, pretty good take on it. And then here's a review. This last video is a review on Black Crab, which I've already talked about. I don't know if this guy saw it already or if he's reviewing it. From what I gather, he calls it a review, but from what I gather from his video, he just is reviewing the trailer. I don't know. I don't know if that's it, because he doesn't really say anything beyond what's in the trailer, which is good because there's no spoilers, but also it's a little confusing because he calls it a review. But it's coming out on Friday, so we can, you know, check it out and see for ourselves what this movie's all about. But it's a good little video because he explains more about this trailer and, you know, kind of what the movie's about. It's a good take on it. And that is it. That's my entire YouTube roundup for this week. I really like putting these together, and I hope everyone likes, you know, the conciseness of of what I do here with these, you know, putting these together like this. It's actually fun. Can you believe it? It's actually fun. But that's all I have. I want to thank everyone for joining me. Thank you for everyone checking me out live here. I mean, it was so impromptu. I was like, literally, I'm just gonna record this. I'm just gonna live stream this recording and see how it goes. Next week I won't be here. I have family coming into town, so I won't be here next week. I know you all miss me. I couldn't even say that with a straight face. But the week after that, you know, I'll be back. And I'll probably try this again. I'll probably do the live stream thing, and I'll put something in Discord that tells, you know, when I'll be doing it. So you could join me. What I'd like to do is I'd like to get to the point where people join me during the live recording, during the live stream of the recording, and ask me questions. Maybe we can have conversations about these topics I'm talking about. You know what I mean? So if I'm talking about The Walking Dead, people can be like, hey, what did you think about Daryl's performance, or, you know, something like that, and we could talk about it. And I think that would make for a good podcast. So join me next time. Check out the Discord, you know, where I'll put information on when I'll be doing this next live, and it'll be fun, right? So thank you all for listening. Until next time, stay alive out there and always be ready for the big one. See ya.